The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.
And good morning, everyone, and we're back. You know, it's another beautiful day in paradise. My name is Neville James. You're in tune to 93.1 FM WTJX Radio, your NPR station here in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Yeah, we got a nice shower, so we're going to start looking a little more green. Had too many patches of brown here in the territories during the dry season. Of course, you know, we get the weather update on Monday, the weather preview, to inform us as to what to expect, but it looks nice outside. It's a little cloudy. Sun hasn't really worked its way over the top. But it's coming to come, okay? And what we're going to do is we're going to go straight to our first hour guests, and then we'll drop the COVID-19 update. Got some good numbers overall. One minor area to be concerned about, but we'll address that towards the latter part of hour number one. Then hour number two, the Bureau of Corrections, the leadership is going to be joining us. We're going to have a couple in-house and a couple calling as well. Okay. Right now, I'm going to introduce our first hour guest, Anastasia Rivers, founder and president of the New Attitude Support Group, Inc., under the umbrella, the New Attitude Television Show, Inc. Anastasia Rivers, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, good to hear your voice. I ain't seen you in a bit.
A long time no see.
You don't love me no
well,
more?
Well, we used to see to the bowling alley, but that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, you don't love me no more? Did I do something?
Of course. One love, always there.
You better believe that, for sure. How Bramble?
Oh, he's great. He's great. He retired and still... He's out walking because he said the Bills don't retire, so he's going to go on, keep on walking. He's young enough.
That makes sense. That makes sense. And Tia?
Tia is fine.
She's fine?
Retired. Okay. She retired in December.
Okay, congratulations to her as
Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah.
New Attitude, in general, what is all about?
Oh. Okay. It really started when... I had a medical crisis, but before I must say this show.
You know what? Let me start over. I apologize, dear. For those okay. who are hearing you for the first time, who is Anastasia Rivers?
Anastasia Rivers. I'm a mother of three lovely children, a grandmother, and I retired from the police department 13 years ago. Solving 24 years with them.
We're having a problem. Your phone is situate your phone a little better because you're coming in and out.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Hearing me better?
Hearing you better, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I'm retired from the police department after 24 years of service. And I enjoy being a police. And my daughter is, as you just saw, that she... She became a police. She's the one that encouraged me to be a police when she was about 11 years old. So I know she did it. Anyway, after retiring, I decided to keep on going because I didn't want to be a police. In every business that didn't give up.
We need you to move. We need to walk in a different direction and see if we can get a better connection.
What?
He said, see if you can take it outside on the gallery or the porch or something. It might get better. Line of song.
Okay. And then the dog.
Don't worry about the dog.
Okay. You hearing me?
Yeah, because we don't hear the chicken them when other people talk, so don't worry about the dog. Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Okay, so...
There you go.
Like I said, after retiring, I got into several businesses, but it didn't pan out. But I just wanted to keep on working, but not to work for anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually, I opened a show, Nuaritu Television Show, to highlight positive things that happen in our community, to highlight the show that we got a lot more positive things than negative things happening here. So I brought on positive people and events. Then eventually I got a medical crisis, and the show used to be on Channel 8.
Hello? Looks like we lost connection there. Hopefully we could get Ms. Rivers back on the line and pick up the conversation with the show being televised on Channel 8. I actually have some more background information here about the New Attitude Television Show. The mission for the New Attitude Television Show, Inc. was to demonstrate that more positive events and occurrences are happening in our community than negative ones. The show episodes air on a local TV channel in St. Croix that Ms. Rivers just mentioned. However, due to Hurricanes Irma and Maria in 2017, the show production was interrupted and put on pause. Once electricity was restored in her area, Ms. Rivers relocated the New Attitude Television Show from her downtown Frederickstead boutique, Kisura's Fashion, and resumed production at her home in Christiansted. Later, the studio was relocated to the lower level of her home, allowing for ample space with the idea of future expansion. I believe we have Ms. Rivers back on.
Yeah, we're back on. I heard you were talking about, so this is more or less where I was going to tell you what happened. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on the right track there.
Okay.
I guess you got that off of my website.
Of course. We do a little homework here.
Yeah, thank you. So what I'm doing right now is, because after I got the medical crisis, I went to the emergency room, and the nurse looked at my chart and looked at Bramble and said to him, "You're going through a lot." I didn't even think about it. The fact that every time I get sick or I have to go in there, he's going through the same stress as I'm going through. So I decided to, I was concerned about that because I heard stories about people being caregivers and they pass on before the person they're taking care of. So I decided to start a program where I will help other people that had the same experience like me and help the clients, the caregivers, and the family. So the whole mission of the program is to help the clients as long as they register and fill in for the caregivers and the family. So when Bramble went with me to the States, if he wasn't able to, then somebody else might not have the same fortune of getting somebody to travel with them. So that's what we want to do. And maybe they will also, if they're bedridden, we could do little errands for them. The program is downstairs at my home, but it's not for sleepover, but to come for the day, to deal with, to associate with people that have the same, could relate to the same situation. We have offer a lot of counseling, because sometimes people feel lonely. They have nobody to talk to. Some people ain't even interested in hearing your ailment, but somebody that could relate to what you're going through could be a little more compassionate. It gives the family caregivers time to take care of their needs, because they neglect themselves a lot of time, and that's why some of them end up getting sick. So my whole thing is about, this will be a help for me as well, because I have associating with people, and I like to socialize, but I can't get out there, but I could socialize downstairs and invite people in that are registered to come in. We have, example, we have like a pool room, have a pool table for them to play pool, domino, darts, We have counseling for therapy, for different type of therapy, petting, sewing, arts and crafts, different stuff. So it's a lot of different things that are going on, as well as family fun day. We have different things that any questions you have, I could go on and on because I love what I'm doing. I like the idea of helping people and helping myself at the same time.
You are a nonprofit.
So, I'm a registered nonprofit organization. I'm working on my 501(c). But in the meantime, I'm doing some of my own fundraising. Just like I have a catalog that I'm selling fashion and souvenir and household goods. I already have the production ready to print. So if people log on to my website and request, they could get a free catalog because we're going to have door-to-door delivery service for St. Croix residents. Eventually, we're going to ship to St. Thomas, but they have to pay for the shipping. But St. Croix, they will get door-to-door delivery. We have also selling like postcards. We printed postcards. And if they once they register, they will get a free calendar that it was created in with Black History Month in mind, with all the local and state and Black people that people of color that contributed positively. It's a beautiful calendar. We also will be selling different. We're having like a vendor spot that they could rent a spot to be able to sell their goods. So in a sense, even if I don't get donation, I'm going to try to raise money to fund the program. It will also help with a book scholarship for local high school graduates that pursuing a medical career. We don't have much local doctors here. So I'm trying to encourage them, if they want to go into the nursing doctor, if as long as that's what they major in, we'll have applications for them to fill out to get a scholarship. Because even though some of them get scholarship, the book is very expensive, so we'll help them to get the books.
The overall goal for New Attitude Support Group is about promoting development on St. Croix as a people?
Well, the whole for the support group is to help people that experience a medical crisis and help them through the process to the recovery process and to help them fill in where the family can, because sometimes the family have to work and we just be a fill in. We'll do a little errands and
So this is a service. This is a service,
like
based,
a service-based
organization.
Which is under New Attitude Television Show Inc.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, remember, we started up promoting positive things. So this is what we, something positive we're doing under New Attitude Television Show Inc. We're still going to have the show going on. We have a teen segment. We're going to have a senior segment, and we have a cooking show. Whereas we're going to be showing, sharing recipes for health to promote a healthy lifestyle journey. So it's not like dieting, but just to, you know, we have a chef on showing. Each room downstairs has its own studio.
Okay, so the true umbrella is the New Attitude Television Show Inc., which is which is currently it's in operation now.
Well, we're going to go into a soft opening in next month.
Okay, we're having
a soft opening next month, mm-hmm. and then the grand opening following after.
Okay. So the New Attitude Television Show is the true umbrella, and the New Attitude Support Group Inc. came out of the New Attitude Television Show Inc. Okay, good.
Right, and what happened is because of COVID, it slowed down.
Yeah, what we're gonna do? We're gonna pick it up right there with the impact of COVID and how it's impacted it. We're gonna take a break right now. We're here speaking with Ms. Anastasia Rivers, founder and president of New Attitude Support Group Inc. under the umbrella of New Attitude Television Show Inc. We'll be back right after this.
more than ever. Employee safety and health is essential. As the owner or manager of an organization or business, how do you keep your workplace safe and employees healthy? Help is available. UVI Safety in Paradise program provides free occupational safety and health audits of workplace hazards and programs. You'll get a free assessment, guidance, and training to help you protect your workers and reduce costs due to accidents and illness. Always confidential. Always free. For details, visit safety.uvi.edu.
Sometimes it seems like the news industry is one big runaway train headed way too fast, destination unknown. I'm Elsa Chang. At All Things Considered, we plan our daily voyage carefully and take the time to see the important sights along the way. Don't worry, we'll still get you where you need to go. All Things Considered from NPR News. Enjoy the journey.
All Things Considered, weekdays and weekends at 6 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
I listen to Bullseye because no show does a better job of showcasing the best creators we have today.
It's like the liner notes on a favorite album, but for everything in culture.
It makes me happy to hear music I've never heard before, voices I'd never thought to listen to, and culture recommendations that are outside my comfort zone. That's why I listen to Bullseye. You should too.
Bullseye, 3 p.m. Sundays on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
And we're back here on Analyze This, and we've got the New Attitude Support Group, Inc., founder and president, Anastasia Rivers. Good morning once again, Ms. Rivers.
Morning again. Thanks again.
Okay, good.
Morning to the listening audience.
Definitely. And voice song is strong now, so we're good. COVID-19 hit here about a year ago. Where were you as it relates to this project at that particular point, and how has it impacted the project over the last year?
Well, because of my medical crisis, my resistance, the medication weakened my immune system, so I wasn't going out at all. I had to stay home and do everything I had to do online and with a good team, so I couldn't get out there how I wanted to. I'm still not out there as much because, but I'm able to get my family to do the things I needed. But as I mentioned, we're now back and ready to go with the soft opening, which is on the 24th. We're going to have just a soft opening for now. And then we're going to show people around what it looks like and then go with the grand opening after. And with that in mind, I just wanted to make sure that people know whoever come in, it's only one guest per invitation when they get it. And because of the social distancing, mm-hmm. we have in the spaces, and they must come with masks. And whatever we're doing, we have we include prayer in whatever I do. So we have in a prayer line for people that can't get to go to church. We got three pastors online that will be calling and praying. A matter of fact, a very good friend of mine who was a police here is very sick in the States, and one of our pastors call him and pray with him. And he's very much appreciative. So that's what we do, and let people know they're not alone and don't feel locked in, whether they could get out or not. So that's the whole thing. And when I came back from the States, I was feeling a little depressed because everybody had to go to work and whatnot. And I say, you know what? That ain't me. So I'm going to get on the ball and get going. And this was my savior, honestly. When I spoke to the speech therapist, she asked me, where do you see yourself 6 months from now? And I wrote down, I told her my plans for the program. She was so excited that she came on board and she's helping me. We're going to start like a group therapy for people that need to get the speech together and coordination after a stroke. It don't necessarily have to be a stroke, but any kind of medical crisis, that we're going to bring people on board that could help. We even have a little physical room that we have retired nurse that's going to help and be there and to monitor the vitals while they're doing little physical activity. So it's a day thing. Sometimes we could only hold up to, until COVID lift, we could only hold up to 40 to 50 clients at a time. And then they could switch, like if they want 2 days a week, 3 days a week, so we could accommodate more.
So you'll set up a hybrid situation for those who can't make it on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you'll accommodate them on Tuesday and Thursday?
Exactly. And then we will have like a shuttle service. I don't want to inconvenience my neighbor, so we have a shuttle service from Golden Rock to my place, and they set up and we bring them. The vehicle holds 7 people at a time, so we could just go and pick up and bring them here. We start, the time starts from 10 to 6 p.m., and if they want to come a little earlier, they come a little earlier and then leave early. So that's how we're going to switch it around. To register, they go call 643-1583. That's my cell number, OLS. I'm working on getting, I have a landline to transfer the call to my cell. That number is going to be 773-6464. Mm-hmm. That's for now. And then my website is newattitudetv.com. You can't miss that. newattitudetv.com. They could go on and see what the website, what the program is all about on the website. If they want to get a newsletter, they could sign up for the newsletter. Everything that we got going on, keep them up to date on what's up, what event coming up. We can have a lot of different activities. You remember long ago they used to have waistline party?
Yeah.
You pay 10 cents to get in. But we're gonna have different activity, like Island Pride cleanup. We did that several times in Lagoon, Kramer Park, and down to Fort Frederick Beach. As a matter of fact, the day of the soft opening, we're going to be dedicating each room to different people. Like one of the rooms will be to Big Al. We're dedicating the studio to Big Al because his last interview before he got really sick was in my studio.
When you refer to Big Al, you're talking about Al Baptiste Sr.
Al Baptiste Sr., Big Al. The other one is Al Joe.
Yeah.
So, and then I don't know if you remember Audrey Brown.
Yeah, man. If I remember Audrey Brown. Yeah, man.
Yes, dedicating a room, the arts and craft room, to her. Because, and also, remember, she did coloring book for adults. So it was a nice event. So I created coloring book for adults in her honor. Also for Claudie Peterson. We honor in the pool room for Claudie Peterson. He was
sexy.
Michael Paris. Uh-huh.
Out of West.
Sexy, yes. Yeah. He was Michael Paris' original coach.
Yeah.
So we're gonna honor him by having a picture of him in that room. And we're going to have tournament, like an amateur tournament. He used to teach people how to shoot pool, and he had like an amateur tournament for people that couldn't keep up with the big dogs. So that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And it'd be a family therapy for the clients that are coming. Got somebody going to teach them and how to shoot pool. And we have La Monique Berrios. We had a bowling tournament in for her when mm-hmm. she went to help her when she was going to college.
Yeah,
but she's doing great things.
Yeah, she actually is, for those of you who don't know La Monique Berrios, she actually got a full scholarship to Morgan
that's
State.
Right.
I think Morgan State is where she's at in Baltimore,
exactly.
Maryland. So that's a good
so
thing.
So what I'm going to do is walk around her schedule and have, that's one of the fundraisers for the event. And the pool tournament is one of the fundraisers. That domino, that, and different activity.
So you have decided to take on something that people didn't realize they had the ability to do until President Obama became a president, where His path to being the leader of the free world started with being a community organizer.
Well, I gotta tell you, I've been doing that way before Obama.
I like that. Seriously,
Before I know Obama, because yeah. Anybody that know me know that especially with the youth, I'm always willing to give and help. And my joy out of that is when people see me and say, "You remember when you helped me? That is my payment." Especially when I was a juvenile officer and a dare instructor. These children walk up to me, they bring their children and introduce them to me. That's my payment.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your career. Because New Attitudes Support Group is a byproduct of your professional life before you decided you wanted to branch off on your own.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. And really,
we're in the police force, because you said you work with as a juvenile officer.
I was in patrol first, and then I went to the DARE unit, and then I was an investigator with youth investigation, and then I became a detective.
Okay. And Novell Francis. That means you had to work with
that's
him.
That's like my brother. That's my brother.
Yeah.
That's my little brother. That's where they call it.
Senator Novell Francis Jr., now a president serving his
fourth
term.
He graduated out to the academy with Bramble.
Okay. And for those of you, you know, you heard the name Bramble. We're talking about Raphael Bramble. This is her longtime partner. And she is his better half. Sorry, Bramble, but the truth is the truth. she is his better half. He is her other half. I have a relationship with Miss Rivers from in the bowling alley, and for those who don't know, you know, I used to be pretty good back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we used to have a good time. We had a good time there. And even after I had the stroke, I went and throw a ball and sit down.
Not around with it.
My little thing. Yeah.
I hear
they're opening up the coming up soon, the first week in March.
Okay, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Where are you from a percentage standpoint to where you were prior to your medical situation? Without getting technical, would you say you're at 80, 90, 100%? Where are you?
I say 60%.
60%, okay.
Yeah, I'll say 60% because I'm able to focus more. Before, I don't mind sharing it. I wasn't multitasking, but... And then I had a little memory issue and a little stammering, but I still got my pretty face.
Yeah.
I sung and canted it, but my face didn't twist, my hand didn't twist. It's just that the brain a little slow.
Yeah,
but it's picking up.
From the discussion today, you sound good. Trust me.
Yeah, you
sound good. And the key.
Well, I don't want to give myself too much because I'm hoping for 100%.
Yeah.
With what I'm doing now, it helps me keep my mind occupied, and it stimulates my mind. That's what the speech therapist told me. What I am doing is very good. It stimulates my mind, and that's why she wants to be here. I have a room set up just for a counseling room, set up just for that. I also have a salon, a beauty salon, where they could come and wash the hair. You know where I get that from? When I came back, Bramble took me to a spa, get my hair done, get my nails done, and I felt so nice. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get a spa, a little, just nothing fancy. They get the hair washed for free, and some hairdresser going to wash the hair, and they got a barber going to cut the hair. The hairdresser going to wash the hair, because I notice men go to barber and they don't wash the hair. They're going to get the hair washed after they get cut. And so we got that going on. We also have a little gift shop. All the stuff most of the stuff that is made is going to, we're using the gift shop as a pharmatherapy. So whatever we make, we're going to sell in there. They're going to learn to cook different healthy food. We're going to sell it too. We have smoothie and all kind of other good stuff, healthy stuff. And we're going to sell that too.
To keep people active and get them in the right frame of mind. Now, Let's talk about St. Croix, your perspective of St. Croix in our last 5 minutes here. What do you see for our prospects? Because, you know, I talk with people all the time, and we always say that when we were in the 70s and 80s, we assume things would be much better 30, 40 years later, and come to find out now that those were the golden days. How do we go about getting back to the good old times?
Well, I'm saying by contributing. Each person, everybody got a little contribution. Each one of us got a reason that we came on this earth. Mm-hmm. And if we don't find that purpose, then we have not lived. And my purpose to me is to help and contribute. If each of us do a little contribution, then we will be in a better place. I could see with what I'm doing, highlighting the positive things, then when people see that, log on and see all the positive things, and go, I say, well, St. Croix ain't that bad. With all this different news that going on, but they don't highlight the positive things that happening here in Neville. We got more positive things than our young people doing a lot of good things in this community.
Oh, I agree.
And they branch out and they go off and they make themselves proud and the family and the community. So we can't just highlight the negative things. We got to highlight the positive things as well. It doesn't balance, because the balance, it tilts over more to positive. So that's how I see, because of how we grew up. We grew up together, everybody getting along. Let me tell you, I've been in some fight, but never hand fight in anything. But I go see
you when you are young, Trey, handing people. Yeah,
well, let me tell you, when I tell them I'm going to be a police, they say, you got the right job, because I didn't run from a fight.
No,
but I wasn't going in no weapon thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it was, we fight and we done. And we come friends, especially if I beat you up, you know, to back off and be friend with me.
I like that. But I'm glad that you were fortunate to overcome the crisis, and you're still thinking about the contribution.
Yeah.
Well, God is great. God is great, you know.
Rambo took care of me so well. He took such good care.
Well, he had no choice, you know. I want to make this clear. He had no choice, you know. With all the love and support you provide for, he had no choice. He had to reciprocate. So me minding, he had to do this. And if he didn't know, I tell you something today that he had to do it. And we're glad that he did it as well. And God is good. And
yes.
the new support group Inc. is a service oriented organization. Founded, yes. and the president is Miss Anastasia Rivers. And if you want to get in contact with her, there are a couple of different ways. The physical address is 142 Little Princess, up here in Christiansted. Mailing address is P.O. Box 25144, Christiansted 00824. And there's also a telephone number, 340-773-6464. Or you can also email her at newattitudesg.
SG.
Right, newattitudesg@gmail.com. Ms. Rivers, thank you very much.
Also, I would like to, any donation that they could give, I'm not looking for money. It's mostly like items.
To provide the little things that are necessary to keep it alive. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Keep it going. So yeah. I will appreciate any donation that cleaning supply,
all that
groceries
stuff.
For the cooking show. And what have you?
And we're good. We're good with that. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you so
success
much.
And
thank you for the opportunity.
Without a doubt, and we'll set up a return engagement down the road as well when we have the set up the.
I got to give you the invitation to come to the staff opening.
Oh, definitely.
At least you get
for
see
sure.
What it looks like.
For sure. Thank you very much, Ms. Rivers.
You
got it.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. Be good. Thanks a lot.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Anastasia Rivers of the New Attitude Support Group Inc. Here, a service-oriented organization here in St. Croix. We'll be back right after this.
It's a new year, New Year's resolutions, new financial plan. At Bank of St. Croix, we offer a suite of consumer and business services, including home and auto loans. With online banking, you can bank with us from anywhere 24/7. Bank of St. Croix has two locations, one in Gallows Bay, 340-773-8500, and one in Peters Rest, 340-713-8500. Bank of St. Croix, bankofstcroix.com.
On Fresh Air, you'll hear from people who really make you think, like astrophysicist Brian Greene explaining the scientific theory that our universe is just one of many.
And the image that I like to have in mind is, imagine that our universe is like one slice of bread in a much grander cosmic loaf, with the other slices of bread being other universes.
No subject is too big for Fresh Air. Join us.
Fresh Air weekdays at 1 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of my favorite interviews I've ever done was one with a 90-year-old Indian architect, because he taught me something I didn't know, that the key to great architecture is philosophy. It's designing a space where people can feel good and live a better life. That interview reminds me that I want to learn something new in every interview I do, so that you can too. Join me on Here and Now.
Here and Now, weekdays at 2 p.m. on WTJX FM 93.1, your NPR station in the Virgin Islands.
Back here and analyze this, and we definitely want to thank Ms. Anastasia Rivers, founder and president of New Attitude Support Group Inc., which is actually under the umbrella of what was the New Attitude television show. And of course, that was impacted because, as she stated, of a medical situation. But she's back and on her way back to 100%. She believes she's about 2/3 of the way there. And sounded good this morning. And this is really about promoting positivity here on the island of St. Croix. It's a registered nonprofit organization that understands the challenges faced by clients, families, and or caregivers during a medical crisis and the recovery process. And that comes from the heart. That's a good thing. And we definitely support that, located here in 142 Little Princess. Now, I wanted to get back to the normal housekeeping that we take care of when we start the show with the COVID-19 numbers. Been a lot of testing has been going on territory-wide. And overall, from a positivity rate standpoint, our numbers are low, and we're doing good in that regard. However, there is one area that we need to be concerned about, right? So here are the numbers to start today. Overall, we've had 42,032 people tested, and 106 of those are pending. So of the 43,926, here are the numbers. 2,485 positive tests, 41,442 negative tests. Of the 2,485, 2,393 are active. I mean, have recovered. We have 68 active. That number is up from yesterday, up 9 from yesterday. And we're going to speak about that. And we still are at 24 fatalities. Now, we had good numbers overall, but there is something that we need to keep an eye on, right? St. John, they had a small sample yesterday, 2 negatives, 0 positives. St. Croix, 113 negatives and 2 positives. So, we could live with that. That's a 56.5-1 ratio. So, definitely good there. St. Thomas had 210 negatives and 10 positives. And so that 21-to-1 ratio is very good as well. The problem is the 10. The 10 positives. And I'm going to tell you why. Even though the ratio is good, because it is over the 95% that you're looking for at 19.5-to-1. Right? 19.5 to 1 is the 17%. The problem is the 10, right? That volume number, because even remember the day before we had 350 negatives and 6 positives. So that's 16 over Monday and Tuesday. And then on Friday, and these ratios are good, don't get me wrong. We had 101-to-8 a ratio. So we had 8, then 6, then 10. Before that, you know, we had 6 on Thursday and 6 on Wednesday. 3 the day before that and 1 the day before that. So even though the ratio is good, we got to keep an eye on the volume as it relates to St. Thomas. Okay? I know a lot of tourists flying in because Senator Blyden had told us that when he was on a couple of weeks ago. But we got to keep an eye on that. Nationally, right, this is the good news. Right, and we're trying to get Ronnie Russell on. So we're going to talk quickly, briefly about yesterday's first day of the impeachment hearing that was an absolute disaster for the Trump team. So much so that they said Trump is upset with what his lawyer said. But the national numbers, right, and this is Tuesday's numbers, COVID-19 tracking project, 1.6 million. Tests, right? 1.6 million tests. 93,000 positive cases. 1 week before, right? 1 week before, we had 1.4 million tests, which was 200,000 less than yesterday, right? Last week, Tuesday, they had 200,000 less tests last week, Tuesday, than yesterday. But the positives last week was 116,000, which is 23,000 more than yesterday. So you had 200,000 more tests yesterday and 23,000 less positive cases. That's a clear indicator that we're heading in the right direction. Hospitalizations are now nationally 79,179 as opposed to last week when it was at 92,880, and the deaths number last week was 3,486, and yesterday the death number is 2,795, so about just under 700 less deaths. Of course, we wish, you know, the number was zero, but we had 689 less deaths than last week, Tuesday, when we're comparing on a 1 week number. Now, we could do a 2 week number as well. If let me see if we get a number there, 125, 27. The death number was 2 weeks ago. The death number was at 3,734, and yesterday was at 2,795. So, a 14 day change has us at 1,000 less deaths. So, heading in the right direction. We got to keep an eye on those national numbers, because remember, this is the time of the year when a lot of people are traveling here towards the territory. And Ronnie Russell, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Evan, and good morning to your wonderful audience.
Yeah, I was just talking about the COVID numbers. I got a picture here from one of our listeners. He sent me a picture from St. Thomas over there in Peterborough, the peninsula from Megan's Bay, and he could see the yacht them park up. A beautiful picture, right, though, but the yacht them park up. The people them spending the Christmas and the winter season in the Virgin Islands, ain't no doubt about it.
Yeah. And that's something that we should cultivate, because, you know, the islands, all islands, are rich with a lot of marine type of life, scuba diving, any snorkeling, anything you could do. I mean, we're unique,
but we should capitalize on it, you know?
Yeah.
I think we are.
And monitor it for the environmental protections dynamic as well. Yesterday was day one, the actual presentation of the reasons why there is an impeachment trial taking place in the Senate. Jamie Raskin is the lead impeachment manager. He laid out the argument for conviction, along with Joe Neguess out of Colorado, and Representative Cicilline out of Rhode Island. After they were done, Ronnie, it appears to me that Trump's lawyers really didn't know which direction to go in. It was an embarrassing scene yesterday.
Right. The question is, democracy is on trial. We know that, Neville. And they don't have any real defense. So he raffled and everything.
Caster. You're talking about Attorney Caster for Trump.
For Caster.
Yeah.
Yes. And the problem is, Neville, is whether or not the Republicans in the Senate are going to watch those videos. You saw the videos, right, Neville?
That's the reason why they were totally flustered.
Those videos were even worse than we had imagined and thought about, you know, getting the news media from, you know, live coverage. Those videos were incredible. And that, I don't understand how the Republicans can resist not impeaching him with those videos of the venom with those people, the hate. I was incredulous, and the Republicans don't really have a leg to stand on, but you know they're following the cult leader, and cults get people to do all kind of things, and they follow them to the end.
Well, the premise for their position is the constitutionality of what is going on, right? And so a vote was taken yesterday. And let's go back a little bit. Senator Rand Paul originally brought the question before the Senate, and the vote that day was 55-45, with five Republicans joining the 50 Democrats. Yesterday, after hearing both sides, the vote was retaken again, now that the process has started. And that vote is now 56-44. So one additional senator, Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, has decided that the trial is properly before the U.S. Senate. Of course, you know, the Louisiana Republican Party last night said they're disappointed with his vote. And he said, "I came in as an impartial juror. And based on what I saw, one side was organized, knew what they were talking about, and another side was disorganized and seemed to not have the ability to articulate their position. That's the reason why he voted as such." I don't think this is an issue, Ronnie, because based on the way Raskin framed it, and it was hard, it's hard for Republicans to actually make an argument on the merits, because he said that if, in fact, the president is not to be held liable for what took place on January 6th, that because he is no longer the president, then are we saying that the presidency should include a January exception in terms of their actions and not being held accountable for them?
Yes, and the constitutional lawyers read the Constitution, and the impeachment don't stop at just a sitting president. It continues. And what I think is important, Neville, that the constitutional scholars will find a way that to hold him accountable for all of the acts he did during his presidency. And if it holds, that really is setting a new precedent in American jurisprudence. And I hope that it sticks. I know they ain't gonna vote to convict him, but they have crossed the real bridge that they needed to cross to hold him accountable. And the Senate, you know, is saying that it's proper trial. Whether or not he's convicted, I think is, you know, they know that they have the votes.
Well, not to convict him. The court of public opinion is really where it's at, you know. And
I know.
And even if he is acquitted, because the Republican senators don't want to penalize him any further, they will be convicted if need be, if their constituents are not comfortable with their actions going forward. One of the things you learn as a senator, I learned it early on, is just because you lose a vote doesn't mean that you lose. You may have lost the vote, but you necessarily lose because everything has a broader base and a broader backdrop.
Absolutely. And most importantly, the nation is looking at those videotapes. They don't lie.
No, the graphic.
They could try.
The graphic visuals. You can't ignore that. Those happen, and they included the profanity.
Yes. And then, you know, the tying in what the senators did on the floor by continuing the lie and continuing the assault on democracy by saying it was a fraudulent election. And they should be held accountable. You know, I think the voters will hold them accountable.
But not only that, Ronnie, if in fact it isn't what you said it was and he didn't incite it, then why did you leave your seat in the Senate and the House of Representatives?
Yes.
When they were coming there to basically hit on the Vice President. They came there for the Vice President and the Speaker of the House, you know. Let me call this for what it is. The primary targets were Vice President Mike Pence and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
And they showed that.
So the nation is going to, you know, face a reckoning in the next election, because I don't think the Republican Party remains as viable as it was, considering what they backed during this election and calling it a fraudulent election. I think they're going to suffer a lot, and I think there's going to be a spin-off group from the Republicans that will coalesce and say, we could have conservative values, but not associated with Trump or not associated with the extreme position that led to the insurrection.
That's right.
And I believe that the you know, cooler heads will prevail. And remember, Neville, if you try to touch the money, which is what they're doing with an insurrection, changing the dynamic of a free wheeling society to make money in capitalism, they're going to turn against you.
Oh, yes.
And that's what happened here.
They're
going to turn against you.
No doubt about it. Ronnie Russell, thank you very much for this quick perspective of yesterday's opening day of the impeachment hearings. And we look forward to seeing the delegate to Congress articulate on behalf of those.
Yeah, I watching the hearing today.
While
I'm doing my work.
Yeah.
You know
what it is.
It's something. Yeah, because, you know, it's something unique.
And historic.
Our nation.
And historic for the Virgin Islands. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Ronnie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good thing.
Okay,
you got
thank
it.
You.
That's Ronnie Russell. Yeah. I'm our regular contributor here on Analyze This. First hour is done. We'll take a break when we come back. The Board of the Bureau of Corrections will be joining us for hour number two. We'll be back right after this.
The views and opinions expressed on Analyze This are entirely those of the on-air participants and do not reflect that of the station's board, management, staff, or underwriters.